Mostly a protest, but fires have been started. There's always a fun heart attack moment when I publish an episode, I get the audio file up there, I give it a test, I don't play through the whole thing, but I'll, you know, stop, start at certain points, and then I kind of walk away for the day. That's usually when I go to the treadmill, I go to the gym, go for a walk, whatever. And I'm about 10 minutes out the door when I had a couple subbers get me in DM and say, there's something wrong with the audio file. And whenever I hear that, normally it's, okay, I'll get to check it out. I always just automatically panic. Always. Like, oh, fuck. Because I'm big on presentation and making sure everything's working correctly. And for those of you who started to listen to it, you heard kind of it cutting in and out. And so I looked at the audio file, and this was Karma's way of screwing around with Fight Song, because I did a bit in the middle of that, and I was editing it. And when I did that, I ended up, like, screwing up the entire order of the clips of the first half of the episode. So I literally had to go in and do some surgery on the file yesterday, and I had to extend the audio clip and then bump it to where it didn't sound like too much of a break. So it probably was a bit shitty on the editing yesterday, at least on the front half of the episode. So I apologize for that. I hope I got it fixed. But it's always fun. It's like, oh, Substack's melting. Get back to your desk. It's March 30th. It's Saturday. I said I'd be here. I am in some way. And I thought I would just take this episode to kind of run through some questions throughout the week. I ran out of time yesterday to look at questions from the previous day's episode, and then, of course, yesterday with Coleman Hughes on The View. There's kind of this controversy going around today that I think is interesting in some ways. Tomorrow is Easter Sunday. Let's go, Jesus! And there's a fun controversy that's brewing on Twitter, and this is one of these where the White House probably should have taken a step back and had someone, I don't know, think about the optics of how this might look. March 31st every year, or the last weekend or the last Sunday in March, is always kind of proclaimed as National Transgender Day of Visibility. This has been a thing ever since, I think, going back to 2009. And this is kind of getting missed in this controversy because yet tomorrow, during proclamation on Transgender Day of Visibility, just happens to be the first or second holiest day of the Catholic and Christian faith in Easter. That's right. The Biden White House put out a proclamation for Transgender Day of Visibility on the same day as Easter. Whether or not this was done on purpose, and I've seen this going around and I've tweeted about it, at least the optics don't look good. Here's the press release from WhiteHouse.gov. March 29th, 2024, proclamation on Transgender Day of Visibility. Biden releases this long statement. I'm not going to read it all. At the same time, my administration is working to stop bullying and harassment of transgender children and their families. This, of course, is a reference to Next Benedict, and as we said, they're just going to plow right through the facts of the autopsy, which showed it was a suicide. She had several kinds of chemicals in her system at the time, but that's what they do. They're going to use this, and it's the same way they're going to end up using this bridge collapse in Maryland. He says, the Department of Justice taken steps to action to push back against extreme and un-American state laws targeting transgender youth and their families. Department of Justice is partnering with law enforcement community groups to combat hate and violence. My administration is also providing dedicated emergency mental health support through our nationwide suicide and crisis lifeline. Any LGBTQ+I young person in need can call 988, press 3 to speak with a counselor trained to support them. We're making public services more accessible. for transgender Americans, including with more inclusive passports. That's a relief. And easier access to Social Security benefits. There is much more to do. I continue to call on Congress to pass the Equality Act to codify civil rights protections for all LGBTQI plus Americans. Today we send a message to all transgender Americans. You are loved. You are heard. You are understood. You belong. You are America. And my entire administration and I have your back. In capital letters, now therefore I, Joseph R. Biden Jr., President of the United States of America, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the Constitution and the laws of the United States, do hereby proclaim March 31st, that's tomorrow, Easter Sunday, 2024, as Transgender Day of Visibility. I call upon all Americans to join us in lifting up the lives and voices of transgender people throughout our nation and to work toward eliminating violence and discrimination based on gender identity. In witness whereof, I have hereunto set my hand this 29th day of March in the year of our Lord, 2024, and the independence of the United States of America, the 248th. Very official. Wow. This is one of these things where it's like, oh, we've done this every year, and not a single person in the White House, from the president to Jill, because I don't think Biden had anything to do with this. I mean, Hunter's probably dancing around the White House to Goodbye Horses. But someone in the administration, either the chief of staff or the communications department who put this out, one of them probably should have spoken up and went, tomorrow's Easter. Should we put this off for a couple of days? I know we do this every year. Or should we do it on the Friday or the Saturday before? Even then, that would be, you know, it's kind of a holy day from a Good Friday till today until tomorrow when the Easter Bunny pushes the rock aside and hops out of the cave. So should we maybe consider what the optics might be if we put this out? And maybe they did. Maybe they don't care. But this is one of these things that I look at and I go, well, this was an unforced error. Fox News is also reporting the White House is laying down new rules for religious holiday tradition. No religious symbols or overtly religious themes. That includes religious symbols on Easter egg designs. And this is at the Easter egg roll, or the National Guard and children are what, or who was invited. And if you recall, it was this event either last year or 2 years ago where Biden had to be corralled by the fucking Easter Bunny. And this was one of these moments that I have never seen in my life of a president. Biden just wanders off and he goes to go talk to the media and they start asking him about Afghanistan. And he's going off and overcomes the Easter Bunny and has to step between him and the reporters and wave her big palms in the air, those big furry costumey hands. And, oh, hey! And she like corrals him away from the media. And that was kind of one of those first moments where I'm like, what's going on here? There was a great Twitter thread this morning by a user I talk about sometimes on your name, Jarvis Best, at Jarvis underscore Best. He talks about Transgender Awareness Day in a thread. A lot of people are upset with Biden for declaring Easter to be Trans Day of Visibility, but to be fair, the date of was selected only because the LGBT calendar was already rather full. The Trans Day of Visibility is March 31st. Do not confuse this with the Trans Day of Remembrance, which is November 20th. We must also take care to honor Transgender Parent Day, which is November 6th, Trans Awareness Week, November 13th through the 19th, and International Pronoun Day, October 20th. Trans is distinct from drag. International Drag Day is July 16th. But not everyone even has a gender to be trans. Agender Pride Day is May 19th. Intersex Awareness Day is October 26th. You can come out as any of these on National Coming Out Day, which is October 11th. Omnisexual Visibility Day is July 6th, so mark your calendar for that. Bisexual Awareness Week ends on September 22nd, but jumps right into Bisexual Visibility Day, which is September 23rd. July 14th is International Non-Binary Day, right in the middle of Non-Binary Awareness Week, July 11th through the 17th. My personal favorite is Gay Uncle Day, August 14th. I actually did have to look that one up, me, myself, your podcast host. And it turns out Gay Uncle's Day, also known as Gunkle's Day, is celebrated on the second Sunday in August. Speaking of April, we can't forget the ladies. International Lesbian Visibility Day is April 26th. Harvey Milk Day is May 22nd. And Stonewall Riots Day is June 28th. Pansexuality is widely misunderstood, so it gets a few days. Pansexuality and Panoramic Visibility Day. Panromantic, pardon me, is May 24th, but don't forget Pansexual Pride Day, which is December 8th. Spirit Day is October 2nd, but I can't remember what that's for. A lot of people confuse Pride Month, June, with LGBT History Month, October. We must observe both, though, as well as Bisexual Health Awareness Month in March and Trans Awareness Month in November. Human Rights Day is December 10th. World AIDS Day, December 1st. I'm trying to get through this. Don't confuse either of these with HIV Survivors Day, which is June 5th. May 17th is the International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia, and Transphobia. You should also not be hateful on March 1st, which is Zero Discrimination Day. I did it. I had to edit. I had to stop. Discrimination is definitely not okay on the International Day of Silence, which is April 22nd. So in sum, while Christians might be bent out of shape about Biden taking over Easter, you see that his hands were tied. To be frank, Christians were being a bit greedy demanding 2 days, Easter and Christmas, to celebrate their guy. You're not really leaving enough days on the calendar for the powerless and marginalized folks who never get enough attention. I tried. I almost made it to the end. I don't think the White House can walk this one back. I don't think they can just unrelease this press release and change the day. So this is another kind of just dumb blunder that I think it might have some effects. This is something, again, Trump might pick up and run with. He'll do an Easter message tomorrow or something, and he might reference this. The thing about this, and the thing with this White House and this woke sensibility about it, which, again, Biden's carbon dated to the prehistoric ages, so to say he is in control of any of this, I think is suspect. But the people who do this, who say we're going to do this on the same day as Easter, or maybe they didn't even know it was Easter because they don't celebrate, they're secular in D.C., I don't know. I think that they think that Easter is kind of just the Norman Rockwell white bread suburban holiday. It's good for the Christian nationalists, and that's about it. The guys with the Trump flags flying off their trucks. And somebody observed, and I think this is an excellent point, there's probably millions of families in this country who are black and Hispanic who also celebrate Easter. And that's kind of what the entire political left, media, White House has become. We're going to service one minority group in spare of another. And we're seeing that with catering to these extreme pro-Palestinian causes in places like Dearborn, Michigan. And here with Transgender Day of Visibility, thank God. It's not like that shit's not everywhere along with that thread. But here they are. They're basically saying, well, Easter's just kind of a traditional white person, nuclear family, again, Norman Rockwell, suburban white person holiday. And they don't really think about it. They don't think about, again, the probably millions of black families who go to church, go to Baptist church in their own denomination. I can't wait for the David French column poo-pooing and wagging his finger at everyone pointing out what the White House is doing here. Been listening to the Versus Media podcast, free member version. To get the rest of the podcast, additional segments, as well as comments, questions answered on the podcast as part of the community, please consider joining one of my three subscriber tiers. There's a monthly, then there's a yearly, and then there's a founding tier as well, which I will participate in chats with members weekly and offer some other perks. You're always, of course, welcome to stay a free member here, and there's, of course, no obligation to subscribe. But you should, because that's where all the fun actually happens. This is the Versus Media podcast on Substack, and as usual, don't ever talk to journalists.